Because of their refusal to expose the plot for revolt among the Jewel Pit slaves, Atea, White Queen of Tor, orders Tarzan, O'Rourke, and Kyloop to be publicly whipped. In the Shan's palace in Rator, Darno overhears Timur and Poltar, Ratorian traitors, conspiring to betray the Shan's war plans to Atea. The Frenchman is trapped by the conspirators. In the crowded square before Atea's palace in Tor, Tarzan, O'Rourke, and Kyloop are bound to stakes. In a line of elephants ridden by the palace guards, Tarzan recognizes Black Maluk, an elephant he had befriended in the Taurian paddocks, and riding him, Mungo, Atea's chief of warriors. At Tarzan's call, Black Maluk jerks Mungo from his back and dashes him to the ground. Followed by the other elephants who have tossed their riders aside, the jungle titan lunges through the screaming, panic-stricken crowd straight toward the ape man.
Tarzan, the elephants, they will trample us to death.
Holy St. Patrick, look at them brutes come through that crowd. Oh, if we were only loose from the stakes.
With the crowd fleeing in every direction, the great jungle beasts tossing and thrusting aside all who failed to get out of their path and converging upon Tarzan, Wong Tai, who has stood his ground, whips a long knife from his sleeve and springs to the side of O'Rourke.
Ah, your venerable ancestors are protecting you, ye cowardly chink. With my hands tied, 'tis nothing I can do to protect myself. Go on, use your knife then.
With a grim smile, the Chinese lifts the weapon. As O'Rourke looks him coolly in the face, he cuts the Irishman's bonds with one quick slash, then thrusts the knife into the astonished O'Rourke's hands.
With my compliments, O'Rourke, my friend. May you make good use of this blade.
Well, for the love of... Oh. Hey, ye crazy chink, come back here one time.
Never mind him, O'Rourke. Here, cut Kyloop and me loose from these stakes. Hurry.
Oh, but did you see that? I thought...
Never mind what you thought. Now, free Kyloop. Tantor! Tanutor! Tantor! Over here, O'Rourke. Kyloop, the elephants won't hurt you.
Kyloop, don't run. Them brutes will kill you. Stand here with us.
Fire and tour that they completely surround us.
Now stand still, both of you. You're going to be lifted to the back of one of them. Yud, Tantor.
An nala, kalu, rem nala, tamangani, malgani.
At the ape man's command, Kalu, the mate of Black Maluk, moves forward out of the close-packed circle of huge beasts, gently slips her trunk around O'Rourke's waist, and swings lightly to her broad back. A second swing of the sensitive trunk, and Kyloop is deposited behind the Irishman. A moment later, Black Maluk lifts the ape man to a seat astride his own huge neck.
Oh, faith. The big fellows made a clean sweep of the square. There ain't a yellow skin in sight. Even the royal platform's deserted.
Yet those killed and wounded by the elephant in their rush across this square are many, Terence O'Rourke.
Ah, begorry, you're right. They're laying scattered all over the place.
Look, Tarzan of the Apes, entering the square from those streets beside the palace. Warriors!
Yes, we've got to get away from here. Unkanto, Gumwala, Lu Abalu, Unkalu!
Them soldiers are coming from all directions. Where to the devil are we going?
To the elephant paddocks, if we can make it.
Gum Kalu! Gum Gobaluk! Gum Wala Tantor!
Meanwhile, in the Shan's palace in Rotor, Emor the traitor has left Darno gagged and presumably securely bound hand and foot in the former's own quarters. With the Frenchman's blood-spattered clothing, he presents himself to the Shan, Uka, and the Council of Chiefs in the great audience chamber.
Oh, mighty Shan, I fear disaster has overtaken our friend and ally, Paul Darno.
Disaster? What mean you, Timur?
When I left the council chamber to transmit your orders to the Tar captains, I passed the small lion pits at the end of the balcony. As it was not time for the beast to be fed, I was surprised to see them snarling and fighting over...
Well, continue.
Upon closer inspection, I found this torn and blood-stained shirt in the arena. It is...
Let me see the shirt. You are right, Timur. It is that of my friend, Paul Darno. Strange that he who knows the ways of hungry lion would fall into a walled pit.
Truly strange, Uka. Yet it is as I have said. Mangled and bloodstained cloth in your hands is convincing proof.
I shall examine the lion pit myself and
you will find only what I found. Clean bones. It is unfortunate that we have lost so good a friend. And you, O'Shawn, so wise a counselor.
Unfortunate indeed. It saddens me, as it will his friends in Tor, when we tell them of it.
When we tell them, O'Shawn, you intend carrying out your plans against Atea since this stranger is gone? His death releases the word of Uka, or Bashan.
The word of Uka was not given to Paul Darno Tamor.
But the white stranger's death.
Enough. My plans will be carried out to the letter. There is one held prisoner in Tor to whom we owe a debt. That debt shall be paid.
Then, O'Shawn, I, Tamor, request the honor of commanding the advance scout guard.
The request is granted. You will ride 1 hour in advance of all elephant tars.
It is an order, O'Shawn. I go to choose my men.
A grim smile twisting his lips, Tamor hurries from the council chamber and down the corridor leading to his own quarters. He enters and quickly crosses the little anteroom to open the door to his private chamber.
Ah, still resting comfortably, Paul Darno. You will be interested to know how well the explanation of your death was received by the Shan and... by Rator. What?
In startled amazement, Tamor watches as Darno coolly tosses aside the cords which had apparently so securely bound him. Frenchman jerks the gag from his mouth and, springing up from the couch where he had reclined, grasps a long, slender sword which his body had concealed.
You are surprised, Monsieur Tamor, at seeing me free, n'est-ce pas? But do not excite yourself, mon cher.
But, how? Who freed you?
Your own callousness, mon ami, in binding my hands before instead of behind me. Exactement, ça. And it did not take me long to cut my bonds. This so very excellent blade from among your collection there on the wall. I was on the point of leaving when I heard you returning.
So, Paul Darno, because you did not go when you had the opportunity, you will never leave this room alive.
Peut-être, perhaps.
The Shan's lions will yet taste your blood, but not until I, Tamor, have passed my sword through your body.
Comme vous voulez, mon cher monsieur. But that is a game which I well understand how to play.
Let us see then how well you fare against the blessed swordsman in Rator.
Whipping the great double-edged sword from the scabbard at his side, the huge yellow-skinned Ratorian war chief leaps toward Darno. Meanwhile, in the city of Tor, Tarzan, O'Rourke, and Kailuk, mounted upon the backs of Black Maluk and Kalu, are being swiftly borne out of the great square before the palace toward the elephant paddocks. Yelling fiendishly, a horde of giant warriors, like yellow waves of storm water sweeping up a rocky slope, come pouring toward them from the surrounding streets.
Heathen, we'll never outdistance them heathen devils. Why not take a chance at storming the palace, finding Jeanette and making for the jungle? For it is the chance of a lifetime we have now to escape.
Not yet, O'Rourke. We're not ready to leave for.
Oh, Heathen, I'm ready any time. The sooner the better.
I have given my word to free the pit slaves. They're going to have the chance to fight for their lives and freedom.
Well spoken, Tarzan of the Apes. Word of what you have done this day will long since have reached the slaves. If you can free them, they will follow you to the last man. Holy St. Patrick! Look! They're ahead of us, coming from the paddocks. Oh, more soldiers. Oh, big guy, we're took front and back.
Not yet. We'll turn into the side street. Get out of sight. Thunderhorn! Go, Maluk! Kalu! Handlan!
At the ape man's command, the two huge beasts, Kalu and Black Maluk, swing into a narrow crossroad. Momentarily concealed from the pursuing Taurians by buildings and high walls, Tarzan slips down from the back of Black Maluk.
Down! Drop off both of you. Into this doorway. Never mind the elephants, they'll go on.
Ah, for weapons. If we chance to meet armed men...
Here. Inside, quick. That's a chance we'll have to take, Kailuk. Close that door, O'Rourke. Come on, up these stairs.
Ah, be goody, I don't hear a sound.
The place seems deserted.
The tenants were probably with the crowd in the square. May have taken refuge from the elephants in some other building.
Well, anyway, they're not here. We seem to have the place to ourselves. Let me have that knife, O'Rourke.
Oh, faith, and I didn't know I had it. Forgot all about it in the excitement. Here ye are, my lad.
Wait, friends, look. This room. Weapons hanging on the walls. Ah, now we can arm and defend ourselves.
Holy St. Patrick. The owner of the place must be a fighting man. He certainly has a fine collection of fix stickers.
Take what you need. I'll keep Wong Tai's knife.
That reminds me. I'm wondering what got into the chink, helping us out of that tough spot the way he did. When he came at me out there with his knife, and with me hands tied to that stake, I thought he was going to cut me throat. How do ye figure him, Tarzan?
I don't. He turned against us, and yet there are times when I've wondered if he really hasn't tried to help us.
Oh, ye mean...
The time he shot you, remember? He could easily have killed you.
Yes, 'tis deadly with a rifle or pistol he is. You're right. He could have killed me.
And then when he came to the pits and told us about Jeanette going to the winner of the fight with Mungo, and the escape of Darno and Uka.
And we were waiting for that news, too. Do you know, I've often wondered what he said to Major Ashley just before the Major died in that fight in the arsenal, you know.
So have I, O'Rourke. I...
Listen, someone's coming down below.
Out of here. Come on.
There's another stairway, leading to an upper floor.
Yes. Maybe we can find a way to the roof. Hurry. Come on, up these stairs, fast. They see us.